This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The European Union has cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do the same after military leaders this week announced they had overthrown the democratically elected president. Niger's foreign allies so far have refused to recognize the new military government, led by a general who was previously head of the presidential guard. The United States has two military bases in the country with over 1,000 soldiers and also provides hundreds of millions of dollars to the country in security and development aid. The very significant assistance that we have in place is clearly in jeopardy, said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who added that U.S. support depends on democratic governance. Four African heads of state will attend Russia's annual Navy Day parade in St. Petersburg on Sunday. That's what the Kremlin said Saturday, with five more African countries also sending other representation. African leaders pressed Putin on Friday to move ahead and renew a deal crucial to Africa on the safe export of Ukrainian grain. The United Nations says it has been forced to cut food, cash payments, and assistance to millions of people in many countries because of a crippling funding crisis that has seen its donations plummet by about half. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Carl Skull, Deputy Executive Director of the World Food Program, told a news conference that at least 38 of the 86 countries where WFP operates have already seen cuts or plan to cut assistance soon. That includes Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and West Africa. He said WFP needs $20 billion a year, but has only received about $5 billion so far. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met the Chinese delegation which visited Pyongyang to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the end of the Korean War and vowed to develop the two countries' relations to a new high. That's what the North's state media said on Saturday. Kim hosted a reception for the Chinese officials on Friday, again, according to the state news agency. The meeting took place after Chinese and Russian officials stood shoulder to shoulder with Kim on Thursday as they reviewed his newest nuclear-capable missiles and attack drones at a military parade in the capital, Pyongyang. Russia and China have opposed U.S.-led efforts to impose more sanctions on North Korea over its pursuit of ballistic missiles in recent years, blaming U.S. exercises in the region for raising tensions. Meantime, the U.S. and South Korean navies held joint anti-submarine exercises in waters off South Korea's southern island of Jeju on Saturday. At the launch of bilateral defense talks in Australia, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says China has been throwing its weight around in that region.
We've seen troubling PRC coercion from the East China Sea to the South China Sea to right here in the Southwest Pacific. And we'll continue to support our allies and partners as they defend themselves from bullying behavior.
U.S. President Joe Biden has openly acknowledged his seventh grandchild, the daughter of his son Hunter and an Arkansas woman. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Following criticism from political rivals and pundits, President Biden acknowledged the four-year-old. She was fathered by Hunter Biden in 2018. Paternity was established by DNA testing after the mother sued for child support. The two parties recently resolved outstanding child support issues. The president's son wrote about his encounter in his 2021 memoir, saying it came while he was deep in addiction to alcohol and drugs, including crack cocaine. The president says the situation is not a political issue, but a family matter, and that he and the First Lady want to do what is best for all of their grandchildren. Norman Hall, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump shared a stage with his Republican rivals for the first time in Iowa. He has pledged to pursue his White House bid, even if convicted and sentenced in one of the cases engulfing his comeback. The North Atlantic reached its hottest ever level this week on the heels of a new record high in the Mediterranean. This, according to preliminary data from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.